people just have this thing like, oh, you have like better maintenance if you have this or that. Mm-hmm. Like you have better like personal maintenance, body maintenance, mm-hmm. if you have your hair and feet done all the time.
Everybody must cleanse, must moisturize, and must protect with sunscreen. Okay. If you're not doing that, then you're not preserving your skin.
But even to feel comfortable in your natural beauty, I do feel like there is maintenance that has to happen, mm-hmm. in order for me to say like, oh, I don't need makeup today because my skin looks good. Or, oh, like my hair looks good in its natural state. That's because I bought $70 worth of product.
Right. I mean, I think that's a question we all have to ask, because that's why the beauty industry is a multi-billion dollar industry, because we are spending a ton of money.
We are the guardians of girlhood, paired with multi-generational perspectives. And when we say every girl has a story, what do we mean? The girl searching for her people, the girl craving an outlet, the girl with big dreams but no idea where to start? What about the girl whose father is in prison? The girl who hides in the bathroom at lunch? The girl desperate for a break from her home, even just for a moment. By opening up and sharing these experiences, we not only empower ourselves, but also inspire others. Unconditional sisterhood, unwavering community, and the realness. We express, we create, then we elevate. This is Love Girls, the podcast.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Love Girls, the podcast. I am your co-host, Jasmine Babers-Gunn, and I'm here with my sister.
That's me, Kayla Babers-Babers.
Okay, so this episode, we're diving deep into the current beauty trend shaping Gen Z's routines, from high-maintenance beauty expectations to the morning shed trend, and the rising influence of tweens at Sephora. We'll chat with a trained esthetician to unpack what really matters in skincare, and we'll hear from teens on the pressures they feel around beauty and maintenance. We'll break down these trends and what's helpful, and we'll also talk about how they can cross into being excessive, and how much we're all spending to keep up with them. And we have a few very special guests with us. Nini, Shanitha, do you want to introduce yourself first?
Hello, everyone. I am Shanitha Shipp, and I am a licensed cosmetologist and aesthetics instructor, and I am delighted and excited about the podcast today and our topic of beauty.
Where are you from, Nini? Let the people know.
I am from the great town of Rock Island, Illinois, now by way of Memphis, Tennessee, where I have been for the last 20 plus years.
And then we are also joined by a few other guests. Lynette, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, I am Lynette Turner. I am interested in starting my own podcast, so I'm super excited to be on here today. Thank you so much. And also, I own Impress Photo Booth. If you need a photo booth, come see me today.
Hey, everyone. My name is Lydia Harris, and what do you guys want to know?
Who are you?
What you do?
What's to you?
Give us a little tidbit.
Oh my gosh, this is crazy. I work for the Scott County Health Department as a family health coordinator for our Healthy Pregnancy Program. And I do a lot of other things, but we don't have to talk about it.
Yes, we do.
Yes,
hype
we
yourself
do.
Up,
oh, that's a lie.
Just go ahead. Just give us a little list.
Come on. Okay, well, I am the executive director of my nonprofit that I just started called The Bloom Project, where we make curated postpartum care packages for the birthing community, and just provide them resources, support, and just some stuff that they can use during the postpartum period. Oh, of course, I'm part of Love Girls as well. And I think that's it. There's some other things, but it's okay. Yeah, we're good.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
She's too humble.
Hi, everyone. My name is Anisha Deputy. I am from Grenada, Mississippi. I am a licensed esthetician here in Mississippi and also in Tennessee. I have a skincare spa here called Inspire. I love being an esthetician. I love talking about skincare and helping others understand it better.
I'm also a TikTok girly, and the other day I was scrolling I saw this little girl, she was 8 years old, and she had like a full-on skin, you know who I'm talking about? A full skincare routine.
She had a whole but she had so many different products. They were expensive products as well.
They're spending so much money. They're like buying full hauls at Sephora.
You don't want to get in there and put all this harsh stuff on your skin, and then later you have issues and you don't know how to correct them. You know what I mean? Or you've learned so much, or you saw so much. Like, let me get the most expensive. I heard that works. I heard this works. You have to think about skincare as being somewhat as like medication you're taking. It's restoring something or it's making it worse. So if you are using certain products, and also I want to point into this. They don't know what they're using. If you're using so much, you don't know what's working. So what exactly are you buying?
We have a lot of teen girls who are interested in skincare and interested in products, but what is too much and how should they be going about skincare? Like, what is the bare minimum that they should be thinking about? Should they be going to Sephora, buying all these products, niacinamide, hyaluronic acid, all of those things, or keep it simple? Like, what are your recommendations for?
Hyaluronic acid is always good. It is a water-based product, and it helps with the moisture of the skin. I love that product because that's something I would want to always keep. That and vitamin C. Get you some hyaluronic, especially if you're dealing with dry skin. Let that be a part of your regimen. If you and that's helpful for pretty much anybody. You want to have that glow about your skin at the end anyway. So that's something good to have. Now, you don't need all of the creams and all of that if that's not what your skin is needing. I mean, it may look good on some people. I can use, for example, I did try a TikTok trend and I was like, okay, let me try it out. Now, it was called skin mucin.
Oh,
and
yeah. It's, skin mucin. Yeah. Snail mucin. Yeah,
That's what I use. Snail mucin.
You do?
Yes. It gives it tight and snatch.
Really?
Yes, it ma'am.
I'll tell you what it does for me. And I'm a basic skincare girly. Like I said, I only go in deep when I'm doing my monthly or my every 4 week facial. I do the steam and all of that there, but at home I can do simple steam just to cleanse the skin, especially at night. But I tried the skin, the snail mucin, and it works. It makes my skin glow. It gives that tighter feeling and everything, but it breaks me out on my cheeks. Mm. How I figured that out was because I made a stretch between times when I used it. And I'm not a person to get irritated really quickly either.
So first of all, I would say that 8 is definitely too young to be concerned in that to that degree. Okay. Mm-hmm. 8 is a little bit too young to be concerned about her skincare to that degree. Now, while it's very, very important for everybody to be mindful, children, preteens, teenagers, young women, middle-aged women, aging women, and even men, okay? It's important for everybody to cleanse, moisturize, and protect their skin from the sun with sunscreen, okay?
Those are the basics.
That's important for everybody. Those are the fundamentals of basic skincare. Everybody must cleanse, must moisturize, and must protect with sunscreen, okay? If you're not doing that, then you're not preserving your skin.
Me personally, I only use Dove soap and water and Vaseline, and my face is clear. Plenty of people say, oh, what do you use? Like, it must be really expensive. No, it's not. You can get Dove soap from Dollar Tree and water from your house and Vaseline from anywhere, and you can just use it. I mean, it probably don't work for everybody, but those are my basics, and I've been using that for years, ever since I was a little girl. I don't understand why 8-year-olds and little kids are using expensive things when all you need is some little Vaseline. My mom used to slap Vaseline on my face. I was so shiny, but my face was so clear. So it was just like, wow, okay, I'm going to keep on using this little Vaseline to keep on going about my day. And I don't think I'm going to, like, keep up with my clear skin or my skin will, like, change. But I'm going to still use my little water, Dove soap, and some Vaseline and call it a day because my face don't break out that much. So
I think that's a good point. I'm just remembering my grandma Julia. She was very, very fair skin,
And at 86, like, her skin was immaculate for being almost 100 years old. And they didn't have all this, all these products that we have now. And even my grandma Vera now, even it, she's 90. And even in their old age, their skin is top tier. I mean, I know they say good black don't crack, but I think there is something to less is more. I know, Lydia, you had something to add to the conversation.
For someone who's worked in the school system, I've seen a lot of kids, you know, definitely try to trends and all the things. And I think when, of course, when your parents have money and have access to stuff like that, it's easier to get a hold of those type of products. And, you know, they're not watching their kids or just letting them get them. But I will say that these kids, younger and younger, are starting to have their periods, are starting to go through the hormonal changes and stuff. And so that does impact your skin, right? So then you start breaking out, you start having the pimples and all that stuff. Because I think about when I was younger, I started my cycle at 10. I had someone who started at 12 and had a friend starting at 10 and at 8. So everybody was breaking out. Everybody was, you know, having all these hormonal changes. And we also grew up in this inner city Chicago.
Let them know that you have a master's in public health.
And do.
she's bringing the science into it. I just had to let them know that this is not. We were a little loud. We're going to bring it down. But we got to let them know that this isn't just her opinion. This is based in her education. Yeah. So.
But yeah, I mean, growing up, we didn't have access to all those things. But I will say that a lot of us did have severe acne problems. And the Dove soap and the simple things didn't work for us. But we also didn't have the money to get the thing. So I guess it's like, where do we find the balance?
Sure.
Because definitely, I think the trends can help people to a certain degree, for sure, to be able to find a variety of products that they can use on their skin. But also, when do we say, okay, you don't need to have a $100 face mask as an 8-year-old. Let's see if we can find something. So I wonder if it's, where do we educate the parents so that we say, like, hey, you know, you don't have to buy your kid those products that you would use on yourselves. Here are some other products that are still strong, but, you know, that can help with the acne problems, but are also like $5-$10.
Once you start to educate yourself about ingredients that are in products, and I'm not just talking about facial products at this point, I'm talking about hair products, I'm talking about products for the body. But once you start educating yourself about what's in a product, ingredients that are in, raw ingredients that are used to make these products, you will start to sort of look at products in a different light. And then you will become more concerned or more interested in what it is that you're putting on your face or your hair or your body. And I will say that most over-the-counter products, here's the difference between professional products and over-the-counter products. It's the ingredient level, okay? It's the level of water that's used in those over-the-counter products versus the level of real raw ingredients that are used in the professional products. So usually that's what you're paying for. Most over-the-counter products are watered down a lot more than the professional products are. So, you know, when you hear people say you get what you pay for, that's one of those things I think they meant when they said you get what you pay for, okay? So just keep that in mind too. You know, of course, nobody's expecting 15-year-olds, you know, to go in Sephora and spend $200 on quality skincare products. But keeping in mind, like I said, once you educate yourself and you start to become educated on products and what's in them, that's what you'll start to use to make your decision moving forward as to what's going to be a good choice and what's going to be a choice that you maybe should pass on.
Spending on maintenance. And I'm just curious, like, when you add up everything, when you add up, like, if you get your nails done, your eyebrows, your eyelashes, when you're buying your hair products, when you're getting your hair done, when you're thinking about, like, all of your treatments, all of your maintenance, how much per month do you really think that you're spending?
Can I go first?
Go ahead. Okay. Because I know you have, every time I come home, you have your hair done. So.
Okay, so I love having my hair done. I just love it. And my cousin does it. Shout out to Jasmine Johnson. And so she charged me for the family discount is $100. I get lip gloss from the hair store. That's about like $1.50. I don't get my nails done occasionally, but when I do, I got my nails done like 2 weeks ago. That was like $85. I got my feet done. That was $60. I got my eyebrows. Oh my God, I'm never getting my eyebrows arched ever again. If they're bushy, they're bushy. Just leave me alone. So we went to the South Park Mall. When I tell y'all I got in that chair, I started crying. I didn't know what else to do. I had a whole video. I literally started crying.
You got them threaded?
Yeah. And I was just like, my cousin was like, Dariana, you got this. I was in that chair, I was crying, but I had to fight the pain, but it was like $10. So all in total, I will probably spend like probably $110
for it. Girl, you are way over $110, babe.
If your hair is $100.
Your hair is $100, right.
Oh, well, like $200 and some dollars.
And the nails is $85.
And then you got to buy a wig for the hair.
Oh, yeah, that's like $200 and some dollars.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Woo. If my husband's listening to this, you didn't hear it. But I would say I probably spend $300 to $400 a month if you have to get your hair done. And then those TikTok trends, I buy stuff. I have stuff in my cart right now.
Yo, I got like 40 things in my cart.
It's for sale.
Yeah. And I will not. I have so many cluster lashes in my house, and I don't even know how to put them on.
But and each time I think, oh, I'm gonna get it this time.
So I mean, just the add up alone is ridiculous. But I feel like in today's society, it's an expectation that you keep your nails done, you keep your hair done, you keep. There's a certain aesthetic and a certain look that you have to maintain. So
beauty is important to young girls. Being accepted is important to young women. And, you know, we want to look our best. And sometimes, you know, I hate when people say that we're always just doing this to impress others. Mm. That bothers me because I think as an individual, I think all of us should want to look good. You want to put your best self forward every time you step out the door.
That's right.
Okay. Now it's different if you're just putting the garbage out, you know, or you know, going out to wash your car or whatever. But when you're going out and you're going to be around people, you always want to put your best self forward. Okay. So it's not that you're trying to look good for everybody else, you know. Yeah. But I do believe that with the whole social media, you know, society that we live in now, a lot of the things, like everybody mentioned, the nails, the hair, the lips, the, you know, the lashes, you know, I think that there can be overkill. And it is very, very, very expensive, as we've just seen everybody kind of lay out how much we're spending. As a beauty pro, it's hard for me to guesstimate how much I'm spending. I would literally have to sit down and add that up. But I find that as a professional in this industry, I probably don't spend near as much as some of you spend on beauty maintenance products, you know? And it could be I'm 50 something. So I'm at that point in my life where, you know, I used to get my nails done every week or no, not every week. I would say every 2 weeks, but I don't now. But like Dariana said, there's nothing better than a good pedicure. But, you know, the last thing I want to say about this is that, you know, I love that young people are more conscious of the way that they look in terms of putting their best face forward. I think that's wonderful. I think that at best, this whole, you know, tween takeover thing, you know, and all of the different trends that are popular now, at best, I think that this will produce a generation of young people that take more time and more consideration about their skincare and the care of their bodies.
How much do you feel like you spend a month on your beauty and maintenance?
I would say because I can do everything myself.
Period.
Love that
Now, I can't relax myself with a facial, but I'm going to guesstimate I spend probably, Jasmine, under $100 a month.
Wow.
Well under.
I sometimes find myself, like, oh my gosh, now I can get the foundation that I need, the concealer that I need, the blush that actually is pigmented and works well on my face. And so I end up, you know, trying a lot of things because I'm like, before years ago, I didn't have so many options for my skin. Even with the whole, you know, they have the Black Girl sunscreen out that's out now. And I'm just like, oh, I can use that. It has the word Black Girl in it. Oh, it's for me. So, we spend a lot. I would say, you know, definitely in the $300 to $400 range. I do my hair on my own a lot. And so, there's just sometimes where I'll go in and, you know, I'll get my hair professionally braided or pressed or something like that. But a lot of the times I've been doing my hair since I was a kid. So I know how to braid. Because you know what? We're not going to do this right now.
Good question.
Goodbye.
This is another podcast.
Goodbye.
Because when I needed that ponytail.
Okay, but see, I don't want to mess up nobody's hair. I could do my hair.
The shade.
Oh, okay. Sorry. But yes, I spend a little bit a lot, so I'm trying to reel it on in. But I also have been following a lot of dermatologists. And because I just had a baby last year and I found that my body was changing and stuff, I was like, I need to find products that are going to be good for me. So I've been looking at stuff that has like glycolic acid and dibenzyl peroxide and all that to help with like regulate my skin. And just my whole entire body and everything, and they've been going good. So, yes.
TikTok trends. I don't know if you guys have seen these on your news feed, but I see them often. I don't know if I'm the target audience or what, but it's called the morning shed. And it's basically when like women show themselves taking off all of their like overnight beauty things. And like how they like, once they take them off, they're like ready for the day. And like, I mean, they'll have like chin straps, they'll have eye patches, they'll have mouth tape, yeah. They'll have the eye mask over them, they'll have their hair and like the heatless curler.
The peel off lip tint.
Yes, the cheek tint. Or and then henna. They'll have a sheet mask over it.
Henna right here to
contour. Oh, I haven't seen the henna.
Yes.
I mean, I could see the like, you know, when you wake up, you don't have to do as much to get ready. So
did it the night before.
I think that's excessive.
On my For You page, I noticed that there is a lot of, because of my demographic, a lot of anti-aging things. But I have seen some of those anti-aging things as part of the morning shed. That whole chin strap thing, so you're going to have a taut chin, you know, I guess like forever. I just think it's not that simple. I think that there's just so many things. I just don't believe in any of that. I think that that is a multi-billion dollar industry, and they are preying on the fears of, one, people's low self-esteem because, you know, they don't feel they look good enough as they are. And they're also preying on the fact that older people don't want to get older. They don't want to look older, but aging is a part of life and we have to be able to accept that. So I believe in sunscreen. I believe in a moisturizer and I believe in cleansing your face.
Yeah,
that is it.
So
and taking care of your body.
Right. And so Jasmine just showed me a video. So that chin strap, that's something that I usually see for people who've just gotten surgery.
Yes.
You know?
BBL. They're using it to like...
Yeah, to...
to like double get rid of like double chin and like lymphatic drainage and whatnot. Like, but they're tight. Like, did you see how she had it pull it from behind her head and then she had another one under there?
And so... See, this is why we need the researchers out
here. That would have gave me a headache.
No, because I'm trying to figure out what are the adverse effects of even just having that on all night when you don't need it. It's one thing if you've just had surgery and you need to use it for that. But
like stuff like that's so awkward. Like with my braces, I have rubber bands because this side of my jaw is like more back than this side.
Uh-huh.
And like just that is a struggle because they pop and will pop through your lip.
I don't know, but that is, I don't know how people can do it. I barely like wearing a bonnet to bed. So it's just like, I don't know how people can do all
Mine
that.
Mine comes off in the middle of the night. So I'm wondering,
especially for our teens here, since you guys are on social media often and you do see some of these trends, do you ever feel pressure? And also, I mean, this is for anybody. Like, do you ever feel pressure? I know we talk about how we get influenced a lot. But do you ever feel pressure to, like, start doing something or keeping up on something because you see everybody else doing it? Or are you just like, oh, interesting, and then keep scrolling?
Oh, interesting. Goodbye.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Keep scrolling. Personally, I don't like having all that stuff on my face with sensitive skin. Like, one of my favorite things to do, it's kind of bad, but rub my skin with alcohol wipes, like alcohol pads, because it gets stuff out of your pores, and it also opens them. Then go over with moisturizer. That helps for mine.
You know what?
Have you tried witch hazel?
I like that.
I think that's less, I don't know what the word is.
Abrasive.
Abrasive, yeah.
It's like, alcohol. It's alcohol pads, but I don't know. There's other stuff in it, and it's also like a built-in cleanser, so I wash my face.
Oh, so it's not just the alcohol.
You know what it reminds me of? Stridex. Do you remember those?
Yeah. It's like a black, it's like a little black container with orange writing on it. You get it at Walmart.
Oh, okay.
Well, me personally, I don't get pressure, but like lashes, I know I don't wear lashes, but I see the other girls and they're like, oh, Darren, you look cute with lashes. And I'm like, oh, I put lashes on. Okay, that's cute, but it irritates my eyes. Mm-hmm. And I just be like, I'm ready to take them off. Makeup, I hate wearing makeup, but if it's like a special occasion, I'll wear it. Mm-hmm. Necklaces and all that, I just, no. Yeah. I just don't. I just.
Jewelry. I can't. I have 9 piercings, but I don't wear anything.
Girl, what?
Nine.
I have 5 on this year, 4 on this year.
So why'd you get them if you wasn't gonna?
Because with volleyball and marching band, I can't have my piercings in. So I was so used to just having them out all the time. I was like, oh, okay.
And like with getting my, like a lot of girls my age, they like getting their nails and feet done. I really.
Yeah, no.
No. I like them. Like, yeah, trust. I love getting like. But when it's time to take them off and I just don't. I wait a long time to, you know, get them back done.
It's cute, but, like, it can get so annoying. And, like, people just have this thing, like, oh, you have, like, better maintenance if you have this or that. Mm-hmm. Like, you have better, like, personal maintenance, body maintenance if you have your hair and feet done all the time, lashes.
I struggle with, you know, and I think everybody does, struggle with how much are you doing for you? And the way you want to show up in the world, and how much are you doing because you're afraid to show up in the world without those things? I mean, I think that's a question we all have to ask because that's why the beauty industry is a multi-billion dollar industry, because we are spending a ton of money.
There's also, sorry, Mom, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you're bringing up a good point because, you know, everybody talks about natural beauty, but even to feel comfortable in your natural beauty, I do feel like there is maintenance that has to happen in order for me to say, like, oh, I don't need makeup today because my skin looks good. Or, oh, like, my hair looks good in its natural state. That's because I bought $70 worth of product in order to get my curls looking like the way that I feel most comfortable for them to look. Mm-hmm. And I think that when we talk about, like, natural beauty and, like, and, like, what kind of maintenance that we have, I think that the conversation is, like, kind of, like, beating around the bush that we don't feel comfortable always just, like, going out, like, as our natural selves. Like, if I washed my hair and then walked out the door, like, people would look at me like I was crazy. Like, I have to manipulate it, and I have to put products in it in order for me to feel comfy and confident moving about with, like, my texture.
Before I was a parent, I had a relaxer, and I got what I thought was this just like
boo tomatoes,
this cute cut and everything, you know. And I went to work, so this woman comes up to me, and she says, "Oh, you got a haircut?" And I go, "Yeah," you know, like I'm expecting the next thing for her to say is, "You know, it looks great." She goes, "You know, if I were an African-American woman, I would just cut my hair and just wear it just how it looks. Oh, now, this would. Is before the natural hair movement, right?
Is that what you would do? Y'all can see you in his
face. And I said to her, oh, my gosh, I wouldn't feel comfortable with my natural hair. I think about, she must have walked away and said, Black people are crazy. Like, she doesn't want to wear her hair the way it grew out of her head. So sometimes I think it's more internal than external.
Or societal.
So that's why you wear your natural hair all the time?
I wear my natural hair now because relaxers, after a while, no longer
They phased out, and they cause cancer.
Yeah.
They were no longer effective. My hair no longer straightened with a relaxer, and so I had to start over. So now, and also I have very sensitive skin, and the relaxers would burn me. So after a while, my hair was just so damaged.
The burn means it's working. Oh. No, that's a chemical burn.
Or I've had people say, oh, it doesn't burn that bad. Okay.
It does.
It feels awful.
Like
I literally had
seventh so on my head. Because I used to get relaxers all the time because my hair was thick. My mom told me, like, when she put it in my hair, she said, tell me when it's burning. I'm like, oh, my God.
It goes with that saying that beauty is pain. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, my God. I've gotten to a point in my life that I do not want to experience no pain, no issues, no nothing. So if it's going to cause that, we're just not going to do it.
That's the price of pain for beauty.
Yeah. I want to know what dudes are doing to make themselves look great.
They
get
lace fronts.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, they do.
They're filling in their hairline.
Okay.
They're getting beard transplants.
They are.
And they're getting, like, little wigs. So, like, when they have hair, because they don't got no hair in the middle, they be in the wigs.
I have a friend who got his hairline redone. Mm-hmm. Looks great.
What about, are they doing, like, liposuction or cosmetic surgery?
They be putting fake extension dreads in their head.
Well, I hear Drake, he got his abs done.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, when you got money.
And they're wearing girdles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when you got money, you could do stuff like that, I guess.
How do you get your abs done?
Yeah.
Like, you got them done.
Plastic surgery.
Oh, yeah. There's a man who got his height changed.
You could do that, too.
You can elongate your kneecap.
Mm-hmm. No, they go through and they break all the bones in your shins.
Are you kidding me?
Things like
but get this. You only get, like, a 1 or 2 inch.
Right. No, from that, you get, like, 6 inches.
No. No. We're going to have to fact check that because...
This is 2 inches. This is not a political statement, but I heard that Donald Trump has lifts in his shoes. I'm not commenting on Donald Trump. We're not having to, but I'm just saying, like, he has
probably
lifts
do.
In his shoes.
I would assume.
I would agree. Yeah. That's crazy.
I feel like the only thing men really worry about is if they're tall or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or if they're bald or not.
Well, yeah.
But I'm saying, like, they're not worried about this,
right?
Or they're not worried about this.
I think some guys are into, like, being big, but I feel like when guys work out and, like, get big, or, like, you know, like, are working on their muscles, I think that they're doing that for the male gaze also, you know what I mean? Like, they're working out so that their bro would be like, oh, you look good, you know what I mean?
You're
like,
damn,
or, you're cut, damn, like, you know, like, I don't feel like they have the same, like, societal pressures. I think that they lift and, like, do all that and get, like, muscles, not for finding a partner at all. I think it's just to, like, show off to their friends. Like, it's like a me man kind of thing, you know? Okay, so we have 2 people who joined our conversation late, so I'm going to ask Mom and Ileana the same question. When you think about everything that you do in a month, whether that be, like, your hair, your skin. Oh, Kayla, you need to answer this, too. Hair, so Lydia, you didn't answer.
I didn't answer.
Hair, skin, face, body, all of that. When you add up all the things, lashes, eyebrows, lip gloss, makeup, how much do you think that you spend in a month on treatments of any kind, products of any kind that are related to your physical appearance?
Like $50 at most, because my lashes are like $13, the glue is $10. Other than that, I usually put my hair in a slick back, and I always have gel, and that's like $10.
Yep.
And then that's about it.
Per.
Now, when it comes to, like, homecoming, that type of thing, how much are you
I didn't spend any. My friend, she's a makeup artist, and she does hair, so she came over to my house. She did it all for me the day of homecoming.
I know that's right.
But makeup artists do come with the price tag, though. Yeah,
they do.
And they come with the price tag of $50 to $100 per service. Yeah.
And that's for the quad
series. Her price tag was Cheetos and a Koi Jammer.
That's the best kind. Okay. Have you a friend or do it yourself who knows how to do it. Mommy?
You know, on a regular basis, I would say $150 a month. That's just like
add it up
for a lineup because part of my head is shaved. And then color. Mm-hmm. If I do it myself, $20, which I do it myself in between for the mm-hmm. touch-ups. Mm-hmm. But if I have that done, a color could be $100 to $150 alone.
Right.
And then a full haircut, $30. Mm-hmm. And then I use products like I need to use a moisturizer. Mm-hmm. I need to use a sunscreen every day. Each one of those is about $30 to $40 a piece. Mm-hmm. I use a little light foundation with the SPF in it. Mm-hmm. That's $30, you know. So yeah, I would say on average, I'm probably
Do you do nails?
You know what? Anymore, I only do them for a special occasion. I don't do my nails and feet anymore. I just refuse. The last time I went, it was over $100.
Right.
One time I said, I'm not doing this anymore.
I did her nails for free one time. It was great.
All right, sister.
Okay. So currently we're in a no spending era.
In your usual era.
In my usual era. I did the math the other day, and that's why I decided to do a no spend. I was getting my hair done once a month, depending on the style. That was $100 to $120. I was getting my nails and feet done, the deluxe pedicure. Mm-hmm. So that was another $120. Yeah. I like the look of the lash lifts, mm-hmm. and that was $100, and you get that every 4 to 6 weeks. And then I was getting my eyebrows laminated every, like, 2-3 months, and that was another $75. Makeup, I'm not a makeup girly, so I like to do, like, the lamination and the lash lifts because I feel like that's preparing so you can just walk out the door, mm-hmm. not all that shed crap. And I think that's it. And then my hair has been going through a struggle. Thanks, lupus. And so I've been wearing more weaves. And so just the weave alone was $100 to $200.
Price of hair.
So now, yeah. So it was going $500, $600.
Yeah.
And that's not counting, like, tinted moisturizer and mascara. So
lotions and
all the things.
Shaving things if you decide to participate.
Because I'm one hairy girl. Mm-hmm. And it's not, I don't do it for people. For me, it's a sensory thing.
Yeah.
So it's like every day.
When your stubble rubs up against something by accident. I hate that feeling.
No. And then I need the body oil.
Yep.
I don't do Bath and Body Works, no shade. I wear that to bed, mm-hmm. but I wear cologne.
Yep. Perfume.
Perfume.
Do you ever get your teeth whitened?
I have stopped, but I like to whiten my teeth regularly. Yes. Once a week, I was whitening my teeth.
I do that twice a year. But those things are like $50+ for one kit.
It is.
Yeah.
And I feel like we forget all these like little things mm-hmm. that we like add up. Like even if it's not like a month-to-month thing, like we're spending thousands.
Oh, yeah.
Truly.
Easily.
Like thousands mm-hmm. and thousands of dollars. Like, okay, so is this good or bad?
It makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. Like when I feel it make, when you're not worried about how you look, you can worry about other things.
Yeah. That's real.
But when you have the money, mm-hmm. I work a full-time job, I have side hustles. So I feel like if I want to spend this portion of my budget mm-hmm. on making myself feel good, I'm going to do that.
And that's what it is, right? Like, do you budget out money like just for beauty and maintenance? Like, is that something that you would tell younger people to do or like something that you would advise?
Yeah. I would say if it's not within your means, like the whole lashes thing is insane to me. Mm-hmm. Spending $100 and $120 every 2 weeks for something you grow out of your face is crazy.
But grow, like people do it.
Like extensions. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. And I've tried to do it myself and I haven't. So that's when I went to the, like the lash lifts.
Yeah.
Mascara, same effect.
Right.
But yeah, I would say budget within your means. If you're a high school student and you're bringing home $200 to $400 a month, maybe set aside $50 to make yourself feel cute.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think you just even maybe preparing young people for the corporate world, there is a look that you're going
you have to
go
be put
by.
Together.
You have to be looking professional. You need to look clean and all that. So I feel like we don't stress hygiene enough. We talk about the appearance, but like maybe you could look good and be funky. Like
I think everybody in this room is using a washcloth. Yeah. I use an African net.
Yeah.
But we
yeah.
don't have anybody that's just letting the water run down their legs, right?
Scrubbing it with your hands.
Now I will do that for like a pre cleanse.
That's fair.
Like I'll go through and then you scrub and then you use the moisturizing.
Yeah. Because you have to clean. And then you use, like, your moisturizing soap.
Yes. Yeah. Like, you can't just clean with Bath and Body Works. You're going to be smelling good and funky at the same time.
Use the African net. Open up your pores. And then you use a sugar scrub, then a washcloth.
And again, going back to
Tree Hut.
It has a bad rap. No, they're not.
It was cheap.
Yeah, it's like $10.
Bodycology is so much cheaper.
Oh, wait, where they sell that at?
Walmart.
Yeah, Bodycology is the Walmart brand.
But I like the texture, the smell of Tree Hut. I be feeling so like a glazed donut.
I'm not mad at y'all, but I am gonna tell you what my dermatologist told me.
Okay, I don't care. You ain't gonna ruin Tree Hut for me.
No, you always trying to kill somebody's party. My dermatologist told me that you should be washing down your body 3 times a week.
I do it every day.
That's what they do say.
No,
I don't care.
No,
I know.
I'm not saying not take a shower every day.
Yeah.
I'm saying like scrubbing down your body or exfoliating and washcloth and everything. You don't have to do that every day on your skin. As a matter of fact, the dermatologist has told me it's not good for your skin every single day.
I'm going to do it.
And people can make a choice. Some say, you know, we're not.
But that's what the doctors, that's what the researchers are saying.
That's what they are saying, like 3 times a week. And even like with your young children, putting them in the bathtub, like it's not good for our skin.
That's fair though, because also sometimes it comes down to like resources.
Mm-hmm.
And if all you can do is 3 times a week, you go ahead and do your 3 times a week. But in between time, you know, there's things that can help, like carrying around some like baby wipes with you, making sure you have like a little mini deodorant with you, making sure that you're changing your clothes out regularly.
And your drawers.
including your underwear and like things like that. But I do know that sometimes people's budgets and people's resources are really, really tight. So if that is you, it's okay to, like, do what you can. Like my sister was saying, do what you can within your means. I think that what we're all kind of saying is that, like, maintenance is important. I do think that it's imbalanced between, traditionally between men and women. I think there is an imbalance between, like, what we're expecting.
Like, there's a look on men, like, that they should that they shouldn't shave and whatnot. Because they're men that they shouldn't do stuff like that. But it's so much cleaner, like, when they shave.
Mm-hmm. Those type of stereotypes are still out there. And I think that determines whether you engage in certain beauty practices or not.
It's also vice versa, though. Yeah. Because there are still a lot of women who are, like...
They don't shave.
Like, they don't shave. Mm-hmm. And people take offense to that sometimes. Like, if you have underarm hair, like an extensive amount of underarm hair.
They talked
as a
about
woman.
Willow Smith because she was in a photo at a concert and she raised her arm and she hadn't shaved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a lot of things are personal choices and some things come down to grooming, like washing your hair and getting a haircut or a trim and having clean clothes and not having an odor that offends other people. I think those are grooming. Things we do beyond that are for our look and our style and how we want to present
in the
world.
Could you get it together?
You know what?
Didn't I tell you to shut off that phone?
This is the real world. This is real. This is real talk. I can't even find my phone.
I see.
In my tune.
It's ringing in my ear, though.
That's it for Love Girls Podcast. We want to thank everybody who participated, Teresa Babers and Ileana, and our beautiful, most precious, I forgot your name.
Lydia.
Did I say she?
Yes.
That's what happens when you try to do too much.
No, I was trying to, I was literally just trying to remember. That is it for the Love Girls Podcast. We want to thank everybody who came. Emisha, Lynette, Lydia, Shanita, Miss Teresa, and Ileana. Thank you.